Elvis Duran phone tap.
Man, these phone taps are unbelievable. Here's the letter. Hey, I want to play a phone tap on someone. I listen to these phone taps every day. I think they're funny. Here's what I want you to do to my mom. My brother plays dice games at our Catholic school, and he gambles with his friends.
Oh, no.
I want you to pretend to be the dean of discipline and call my mom. Tell her that my brother's getting kicked out of school for gambling. Make up some stuff about me if you want. I don't care. Just get mom crazy. She'd really get mad, and I think it'd be a lot of fun. Because, hey, it's always fun making mom mad.
Oh, boy.
This is from Laura Vaccaro. All right, Laura, here's your phone tap. Dave Brody will be playing the part of the Dean of Discipline as we call mom.
Joanne Vaccaro's line.
Joanne Vaccaro, please.
Can you hold on for 1 second? I have to go find her, okay?
Please, thank you.
Thank you.
Let us know how we can assist you with...
Hi, it's Joanne Vaccaro.
Hi, Joanne. This is Mr. McGrath from Red Bank.
How are you?
I'm good. You know I'm the dean of discipline at the school,
yes,
right?
Yes, I know that.
Right. Well, your son runs organized dice games involving a lot of money. And according to our accounts, he's won a couple of $1,000s in the last few months with some of the freshmen. And some of the kids owe him a lot of money.
Hmm.
Have you seen any indications of this?
No.
And he's taken to threatening them if they don't pay him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is absurd.
Are you calling me a liar?
He's never threatened anybody. He's harmless.
Well, I'm saying it was physical violence. I don't know what it was, but a couple of the parents have called me saying that their kids have been gambling with your son, they owe him money, and he's been very forceful in asking for the money. Is that possible?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know if you know this. I mean, I'm sure you do. Gambling is not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you discipline him?
Yes, we do. He doesn't give us any trouble at home.
Well, I don't have to tell you. He admitted to all of it. I think your son has a gambling problem.
Well, I'd like to discuss this in person.
There seems to be a pattern now with your family. You know your daughter last year was accused of mooning someone.
That was not true, and you know that.
I understand that, but, you know, words get around. There was even a rumor, which I'm sure you've heard, that your daughter was pregnant. That was going around.
Oh, do you have the right family?
I have the right family, yes.
No, you couldn't.
Although I sometimes wonder if we as a school have the right family.
No, you don't. You must have the wrong family. This is totally out of line.
A lot of times the parents are the last people to...
No, I'm not one of those parents.
Everyone says that, ma'am. They all say it. Not my son, not my daughter.
This is terrible.
And you don't know that your daughter's promiscuous?
Are you serious? You can't imagine.
Hello?
Are you going to be there, Mr.?
You know what? I don't know what my schedule is going to be.
No,
I have meetings all day.
What your schedule is going to be. This is uncalled for.
Okay. Well, Father Brody brought it to my attention that a few of his students have been giggling and laughing about the reputation your daughter is accumulating.
Well, I'd like to meet with him, too.
So now you're not going to take the word of a priest?
Will you be there? I'll be there in a half an hour.
I cannot make a meeting today.
Nobody can make a meeting there, ever.
When was the last time you had a meeting with your children?
Oh, my God.
Have you talked to your daughter, Laura?
Yes.
Have you talked about being promiscuous?
You're really putting me on a spot here.
How am I putting you on a spot? I have a school to run. I am the dean of discipline.
What proof do you have of this?
Here's what I have to go on. I have your son who's running dice games.
That has nothing to do with my daughter.
It's a pattern, ma'am. It's a pattern in your family.
There's no pattern in my family. May I speak to the principal, please?
He's not available right now.
He's not available.
If I bring this to him, your kids are out. Your kids are out.
This is wrong. This is very wrong. And
Father Brody caught your daughter making out on the school grounds.
When was this? Was this documented? When was this?
This was on Thursday of last week.
You know what? It's not very nice how you're speaking to me.
You know who her boyfriend is?
She doesn't have a boyfriend.
Then she just fools around with people at random.
No, that's not so either. I'll be up at the school.
I have a meeting until 4 o'clock today.
Of course you have to go. Okay. And you're really being very rude and very obnoxious to me.
I'm just calling it like it is, okay? Your daughter's fooling around everybody in the school. What do you want me to do?
How about you don't talk that way about my daughter?
Well, you know what else you don't know about your daughter, Laura?
I don't want to hear this anymore. I'm about to have a heart attack.
She called and asked us to play a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God. It's a joke. Do I get a prize for this?
Your daughter, Laura, asked us to play a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God. Do I get, like, a trip to Cancun or something? Or a drink that I need right now?
Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.